One morning recently, I stepped outside of my front door and found that my seventh grade daughter was still standing across the street at the bus stop. It had been at least 30 minutes since she'd left the house, and school had already started. Turns out she'd just experienced something that a lot of kids around the country are going through at the start of this new school year. There was no bus driver to pick her up.
I currently have 73 bus drivers. I am looking to hire 37.
Brandon George is the director of transportation at the Paradise Valley Unified School District in Phoenix. My kid is one of up to 10,000 students he's in charge of busing to school every day.
Bus drivers typically are second jobs for a lot of people, and with the pandemic, the mask regulations, and when the pandemic first came about, we wasn't sure the impact it would have on schools, so we did see some of our labormen leave the system.
George and I met one afternoon at Sky Crossing Elementary School in North Phoenix, just as the kids were rushing for the bus to get home. George let me peek my head inside one of them.
This is one of our drivers, Junior.
Hey, Junior.
Junior Rodriguez has been driving a district bus for 3 years.
Are you feeling like there's not enough of people like you driving buses? Is it busier than usual?
Yes, it's real busy. I mean, you have to have the law for driving the kids home, you know? It is like real busy right now, real busy.
Are you doubling up on routes and that sort of thing?
Yeah, just right now I'm doing a double. In the morning I do doubles too, so we don't lose time.
Why do you think some people don't want to drive buses these days?
Because they think it's hard, that they don't know how to do it.
Was COVID an issue? Like, do you think drivers are staying away because they don't want to get sick?
I'm not scared about COVID because we have all the protection we need. And we disinfect the buses and everything, and we make sure the kids wear the masks.
The district pays drivers like Rodriguez up to $18 an hour, and it's not easy work. You heard they have to double or even triple up their routes, which means that after Rodriguez drops off one load of kids, he'll circle back to the school and do it again. That's why my kid missed most of her first period recently. Here again is Transportation Director Brandon George.
It becomes very analytical. We're looking to move drivers on routes to make sure that they can hit the bell time. So we have to get very creative to see who has a break, the time frame due to traffic, red lights, speed limits. We take all those things into consideration when we're covering routes to make sure that we can get those students to school on time and picked up and back home safely.
Let me give you a little anecdote. My middle school daughter, seventh grade, she sometimes gets home 40 minutes after the end of school, which is, it's tough. You know, it's hot outside. We don't know exactly where she is. What kind of challenges have you heard from parents who are like, let's get these kids moving? I know you're trying, but like, let's get them to school on time. Because some of them are late for school too.
Pretty much the parents in the district share your concern. When they initially call, I guess they're more leery and a little upset. When they understand what we're doing and what we're faced, a lot of them are sympathetic. We walk them through the process on how we are covering routes, and they typically understand.
We are sympathetic, but we also just started driving our kid to school and picking her up, and it's not a luxury that most families have. To solve this problem, states are getting creative. Massachusetts called in the National Guard to drive buses. New York is making it easier to get licensed. Sign up at one district in Montana and get a $4,000 bonus. Here in Arizona, Brandon George is slapping ads on his fleet, which we notice as another bus rolls by.
And as you can see, the banner showing that we're hiring.
Oh, yeah, now hiring bus drivers. There
yes,
you go.
Yes, sir.
That's good advertising.
Absolutely.
Right there. You don't have to pay for it.
Absolutely.
George and his team have also canvassed the Phoenix area and handed out 2,000 flyers.
We also try to talk about our benefit package. We talk about the 21 holidays that we get off with the Christmas break to have that family time. We talk about Saturday work for after school activities.
You're selling
things
it.
Like that. Hey, I need drivers. And I'm just selling the culture. I really do believe in Paradise Valley Unified School District.
Yeah. Have you offered bonuses yet?
As of right now, that has not been something we have offered.
Now, I hear, you tell me if this is true or not, that you're driving buses yourself. That's how desperate things are. Have you done that?
Yes. So what I was driving was actually, I want to be very politically correct, I was in a van. So what we try to do is identify a school route that does not need a big old passenger bus that probably only have about 6 or 7 kids. And so we try to identify those routes for I can get in them, drive them home, and be back in the office to handle the director's business.
Were you wearing your shirt and tie and your
Absolutely,
slacks?
I was. The parents were looking at me, and they were like, who is this guy? hi, you know, you have to greet them. I'm the director. But they were very warm, welcoming, and they understand it. I will tell you, they actually appreciate it.
Well, it says something about the situation that we're in, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hands on deck. My dispatchers are driving. My routers are driving. I prefer to have the office staff in the field as well, if that's going to prevent the stress of a driver.
You think you're going to end the year with a shortage of 37 drivers?
My hope is no. I always tell my staff this, if we can hire just one driver a month, that's 9 additional drivers, and we are, because of that, we'll be in a better situation.
But that won't solve another problem that schools across the country are facing. There's not enough substitute teachers, classroom aides, or crossing guards either.